For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Octadol. With just one rinse, Octadol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Octadol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, in the midst of all the talk about new wash day products, the biggest news of all is the news about new deep cleaning Octadol. Now, you've probably heard all about no-rinse suds. But common sense tells you that no-rinse suds just can't get out all the dirt. If you've tried no-rinse suds, you've found out through personal experience that they always leave in a certain amount of graying dirt. And that's what makes the news about new Octadol all the more amazing. For Octadol saves you rinsing and gets out the graying dirt, too. It's designed to get clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Yes, with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Octadol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Octadol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Now, Octadol can do this because it reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, loosens dirt, lifts it up, and floats it away. Clothes come out sparkling clean, deep clean, gloriously white, beautifully soft, wonderfully sweet smelling. And Octadol is grand for washable color, too. So ask your dealer for this amazing new Octadol in the same familiar package. Remember, with just one rinse, Octadol is deep cleaning, deep cleaning, deep cleaning. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, we've been wondering how Faye is making out in New York City with her attractive young beau, Spencer Grayson. Faye's been away for a week, and there's been just about enough time for her to have written a letter home. What kind of news will it be? Is Faye's visit to New York going to act as a spur to the romance? Well, that's what we're eager to find out, and it's exactly what we do find out today. Right now, it's late afternoon, and Ma's just arrived at Evie's house, where she's invited for supper. But...
Here, let me take your things, Ma.
Where's Willie?
Thought you'd come home with him.
Oh, thank you, Evie, dear. Willie will be along in a little while. He's staying a bit later tonight.
Oh, things pretty busy at the lumberyard?
Good. Yes, we have been busy. So that ain't what's keeping Willie right now.
Hey, come on in the kitchen a minute, Ma, while I take a look at the lamps, too. I want to lower the flame before we go upstairs to Paulette.
I reckon she don't know I'm here since I walked right in without ringing.
Well, her and Junior's playing upstairs. They're playing cowboy and Indian.
Mmm. I guess stew smells good, Evie. Anything I can do to help, dear?
No, it's just on the pot just has to simmer. Why'd you say it was keeping Willie late tonight?
He's helping Sheffa. They're working on that old bicycle of Sheffa's. They're trying to get it all painted and fixed up for Tom Wells.
Tom Wells? Oh. Oh, that friend Spencer Grayson.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it turns out they wasn't friends. What's he want with Shuffle's old bicycle?
Well, it seems that Tom walks to work every day, all the way from town out to Al's diner. He ain't got a car, you know.
You mean Tom Wells wants a bicycle to ride instead of in a car?
Yeah. Plenty of other folks use bicycles to get around.
I certainly don't understand all this fuss over Tom Wells. Who is he to turn up his nose at Spencer Grayson?
He's a shy boy, Evie. I got a feeling that he's terrible alone.
Alone? You have him over for supper at the house, Willie tells me, and now Shuffle and Willie polishing up a bicycle for him. It's fuss and fume. I don't get it.
Now, you'll like Tom when you meet him, Evie. He's a real genuine person.
Sounds like a neurotic to me.
Huh? What do you mean?
Oh, brooding over things and sourpuss. Cadillacs ain't good enough for him. He has to have a 40-year-old bicycle. Well, that's neurotic tendencies if I ever heard.
Oh,
I'm normal.
Really?
But I'm saying you ought to see a psychologist.
I think you really ought to see friendly faces and warm smiles and good home-cooked meals.
Mm.
Ought to mix with folks his own age, like Joseph and say it. Oh, Lynn, speaking of Faye, I got a letter of your brother with me.
Letter from Faye?
Uh-huh.
You never told me?
Well, we were so busy talking.
Oh, tell me, Ma, what did I say?
I must have left it in my coat pocket.
Oh, well, never mind going after now. Just tell me. Are things on or are they off?
Well, let me see. Now, I can remember mostly what she wrote, I think. The Fentons were so glad to see you. And Zenith, you remember Zenith had such pretty long hair, Evie? Well, she's cut it off short. With bangs like they're wearing now. Only faces are sure cute. Zenith don't look like the mother of them children.
But Ma, what did she say?
Well, I'm repeating it best I can. She says the children are just fine. The youngest, I forget his name, but he's beginning to talk already. And the oldest, I believe that's Tony. Tony, he was so growed up that Faye said she didn't hardly recognize him. And, Faye says the Fentons have refurnished their apartment.
Oh, Ma, what about Spencer Grayson?
Huh?
What'd she say about Mr. Grayson?
Well, not an awful lot, Evie. She mentioned that they went to the opening of some musical comedy.
Oh, how elegant. How exciting.
And then they went to some Swedish restaurant with all the food on the table in the middle of the room. And things to eat like pickled eels and...
Oh, divine.
Red caviar and Patty, some French name.
Oh, I know that one. Patty de foie gras. We had the Jolly 17th banquet last year. It's sort of a goose mousse.
A what?
Goose mousse. But go on, Ma.
Well, Faye says that she just about starved to death until she got out later for hamburger and coffee. You know, she don't like them fancy things.
Oh, dear. Hope she didn't let on. She never had sweet old French food before. But what'd she say about Percival? Her and Spencer.
Well, she said he sends his love to all of us back in Rushville Center.
Sends his love?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's good, Ma. That's better even than sends his regards. Unless you don't mean it, serious.
Landevy, I think maybe you better see the letter for yourself after all. And then there's some picture postcards enclosed in it for Paulette and Junior. Evie?
Huh?
Don't I smell something burning?
Burning? Oh, gosh. Darn Lance, too. You and me and Willie. We're plain people, Ma. We eat Lance, too. One thing you gotta hand us. At least there's one member of our family who's getting up in the world. Say... She eats goose mousse.
And now, several hours later, Ma's saying goodnight to Evie and Willie at their front door. Listen.
You sure I can't walk you home, Ma?
Oh, Land, I reckon I can still find my way across town. I want to stop a minute at the drugstore anyway, really. Well, it was a lovely supper, Evie.
Oh, just Land's do, Ma.
I like it tonight. For once.
Well, that shows it wasn't right. Oh, we mustn't keep you standing here in your coat, Ma. Are you sure you want Willie to go with you?
No, I'm fine, dear. It's only 9 o'clock, you know. Now, don't forget you're bringing Paulette over Sunday to spend the day with me.
Oh, she won't let me forget. Don't worry. She loves to be with Grandma. Well, you spoil her, letting her boss you around.
Oh, that's only plain. Children love to pretend that they can give orders to grown-ups.
Evie, don't let nobody boss her around.
Oh, sure. Willie thinks I'm always hen-picking on him.
But I'd miss it if you stopped, Evie.
Well, good night, children. I'll see you in the morning, Willie.
Okay.
Don't forget, Ma, phone me the minute you hear anything more from Faye.
Yes, I will, dear.
Because I myself consider that to be a very funny letter.
Night, Ma.
Good night.
Don't you, Willie?
Yeah. Don't I what?
Don't you think that's a funny letter from Faye? Where are you going?
I left the newspaper in the parlor. I haven't had a chance to read it yet.
Well, don't read it while I'm talking to you.
I'm not reading it. I'm just getting it.
It was a very funny letter.
You mean Faye's letter to Ma?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I thought it was funny. That part where they walked around and around the table in the middle of that Swedish restaurant filling up their plates with eels.
That part was all right, Willie. You don't appreciate glamour.
But everything on one plate and no waiters. Like it was in your own home.
In your own home, you can't afford a servant. You're saving on washing up the dishes. But to go out and pay for walking around the table and helping yourself, that's different.
I wonder how much it costs. You suppose they have to pay admission each time they go around?
Oh, Willie, you big ignoramus.
Huh?
You don't pay admission in a restaurant. You pay a la carte. Admission's to the theater.
No, tickets is to the theater. Admission is to anywhere you pay to get into, like even a parking lot.
Well, there's a far hue and cry between parking lots and a big theatrical show in New York City.
Yeah, especially going to a real opening like Faye said. Gee, I bet the kid looked cute, all dressed up, walking down the aisle.
Walking down what aisle? You're not insinuating my baby sister would go and get married all by herself.
Married?
What?
You're always harping on her getting married. I didn't mean that kind of aisle. Oh, let me read my paper, Evie.
We was talking about my little baby sister getting married.
We were talking about tickets to shows in New York. I meant walking down the aisle of the theater on first night like Faye says she went.
First night she was home with the Fentons. The second night she went to theater.
Evie, look, let me explain. First night is when a play opens. You're always talking about glamorous. Now that's glamorous.
Honest, Willie. Anybody knows when a play opens, the first night is the first night. Like if I open two cans of beans, the first can is the first can. See, nothing glamorous about the first can of beans.
It costs more. Look, Evie, the second can of beans you can get for maybe 25 cents, but the first can of beans you pay a dollar for.
What? Just let Grocer Brown try to charge me a dollar for
it's
a can of beans.
Because more people want the first night.
Well, ain't they the same beans in both cans?
Who's talking about beans? Oh, never mind, never mind. With you, who can win?
Well, I wish you wouldn't keep changing the subject. What I'm trying to say is I'm worried about Faye's letter to Ma. Not one line, hardly, about Spencer Grayson.
Well, gosh, I didn't notice that, Evie.
And what's moreover, I can read between the lines. And that's the part that worries me. Everything about the Fentons, the Fentons, the Fentons. Nothing about Spencer Grayson. Why? Why, Willie?
Faye's always been crazy about the Fentons.
Yeah, but right now she went to New York to be crazy about Spencer Grayson. Looks like she ain't even started. That's what I want to know. Why?
Ladies, now you can save rinsing work and get your clothes sparkling clean, too. For new deep cleaning Oxidol is designed to wash clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Yes, with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. New Oxidol reaches deep down in the fibers, loosens dirt, and floats it away. And that's why with just one rinse, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean. Oxidol Deep Clean. And new Oxidol is wonderful for washable colors, too. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol gets out graying dirt and washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Ask your dealer for new Oxidol in the giant economy size that does most families' laundry for a whole month. Is there any basis for Evie's concern about the romance between Spencer and Faye? Has something really gone amiss? Well, a new development on Monday. Now, this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again Monday to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.